Teresa gets real about Joe, Danielle's soul is black, and we end the reunion on a lovey-dovey note. Real Housewives of New Jersey, reunion part 3, coming up right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Like the lights in here.
Dude, I'm telling you, this place is the vibe. I love this place.
It's our last
show. One.
This is sad.
How long have we been doing this? 5 months?
18 weeks.
Okay. A little bit more.
What's that?
That's pretty exact.
You're going to make me do math right now?
I definitely am.
No.
You guys, I might cry at the end of the night. I don't know. I might get really emotional.
It's okay. We'll be back.
We never brought out the bottles.
The bottles, the thongs, the whatever else we promised. We broke a lot of promises.
We're really bad at promises. We're the worst. Hey, guys. It is me. I am Aunt Cleo for the night because it's a little bit chilly in the studio, but it's Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am joined by my wonderful panel that I've loved all season long.
Angelo Garcia, guys, super bummed out on this one, but it's okay.
I know, and I'm Angel Saunders, and it's really our last one.
I can't even bring enthusiasm.
I know. But you know what? I will have to say, typically when they do 3-part reunions, they don't really deliver on the third one, but I was pretty entertained throughout the whole reunion. Yeah. They still had a lot of bang for my buck.
I mean, they brought it the whole time.
Yeah, the ending of it was sweet. It wasn't like knockout, drag out.
I was kind of disappointed by that. I mean, not the sweetness, but like I'm like expecting like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, the third one is like the peak, you know? Like,
yeah, and like lead us off and like, yeah, like leave me waiting for more. Like they let us.
Can we get a black eye?
I liked how it ended with Andy, but I felt like the gifts for Teresa were a little bit off. But we will definitely get into that a little bit later in the episode. But, I mean, this part of the reunion kind of picked up exactly where we left off with Teresa talking about Joe. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, really honest. She said she can't do a long-distance relationship. She even said Joe will probably be dating someone else in Italy.
Yeah. She was very, like, I guess realistic about
it. Yeah,
she was very realistic. And she also mentioned, you know, unless my kids want to go, I don't see a reason in going. You know, Gia's going to college. Gabriella says that she doesn't want to go. And she hasn't talked to her other two daughters, but you know, I don't know, she kind of felt a little emotionally detached to me. What did you guys think?
Well, I think she was trying to portray that. I feel like deep down inside she probably does want to pick up and go, but like she's trying to portray this whole like, because she's been putting the vibe out like she's independent and strong. Mm-hmm. She's got to like portray that through this situation. Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely a lot to think about because she has been so independent like while he's been gone, and she, especially with the fitness competition, she gained like this new strength. But it's like, I don't know, it did seem like in the first two reunions that she was crying a little more, trying to like hold it in. Mm-hmm. This one didn't seem like it so much. Maybe she was just
a little cold-hearted kind of, right?
And even when she said that they talked about it over the phone, like that was a little bit weird to me. You're married to this man. He's the only person you've had really a relationship with. And you're going to talk about getting a divorce over the phone. You know, that just seems a little bit strange.
And
it
Andy was
odd.
Like tears or anything. She's like, no, over the phone.
Yeah.
Like, so
she was
nonchalant.
Like, it's just a conversation. We weren't
so
yelling.
Yeah.
Just
no
like,
reason.
Hey, want a divorce? Cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You're going to Italy. It's kind of done.
Yeah.
But then you know what? She said, Joe, her brother was, you know, saying whatever makes you happiest, I'm here for. And he kind of said, you know what, it makes sense. If he broke the trust in the relationship, there's not really much you could do from there. She's not binded to this because he deceived her.
Yeah, and Joe is super supportive. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, was the deception like cheating, or was the deception just
because of the taxes and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The whole, like, the entire situation, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But he was so supportive of her, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's always kind of like messing with her, like trying to Buster balls or whatever, but like he was so supportive and so nice
and really real about it. And that felt nice. And then, you know, Andy went around obviously having to ask the other women what they would do in the situation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Margaret made a really good point. Like, my children are older. I could get up and leave and go to Italy, but Teresa has five young girls. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's uprooting their life for a mistake that their father did.
Yeah.
You know?
A new school is, like, a big deal to move out of the country. And even Therese was like, you know, Italy's beautiful. I would love to go there, but she does have to think and about
her,
the kids.
And her kids don't know the language, you know?
No, that's a huge culture shock. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Especially at that tender age. They're, like, still, like, finding themselves.
Do you think maybe if they would have taken, like, a family trip while he was in jail, like, to Italy, just so that they could see it a little bit and experience it, that maybe...
Well, I think they've been to Italy, and one of the previous seasons, they went to Joe's home country.
Yeah.
When the girls were younger. Yeah. And I mean,
right.
But it's totally different when you're going to visit and, like, for fun and leisure than it is, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I totally understand it. I get it. It is sad to see, like, the family having to break up in that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's realistic. And, I mean, it also just shows this what you have to do when you pay. Like, that's the price you gotta pay for a crime like that, you know?
And you can't live in a fairy tale about it. Like, you can say, oh, yeah, we're just gonna move to Italy. It's, I mean, like, all great. You gotta be realistic about the situations you're putting your family in.
Did you see, though, that she hesitated when Andy asked her, has she been faithful to him?
Oh, yeah.
It took her a while to say yes.
But she answered, like, securely. She's like, yes.
I also wonder, like, that guy that we've been seeing her with, is that just a friend? Like, what's going on with that? Because what if he doesn't get deported and, like, you
I know.
Just could have been really faithful?
I have a little bit of stuff in the news and gossip to kind of address. Not particularly that relationship, but where Teresa's mind is at when it comes to her relationship with Joe. I did love how she talked about her vibrator and how
it was so awkward when she said her daughter found it.
Melania threw it in the pond
did that break it?
I don't know. No, she said she still has it.
I know. I mean, I hear.
You know, and I love how she's already teaching Melania, you know, masturbating is a beautiful thing.
Melania.
How old is Melania?
She's 12.
She's
all right. Okay.
You're never too learned to learn anything. So we wrap up Teresa conveniently. But before we switch over to when the men joined us, we have a little bit more news to talk about pertaining AfterBuzz.
Yep, yep. Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, guys, leave a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has been so much fun and meant so much to all of us, and we just want you guys to keep supporting us and keep doing what we love. Thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. We see you guys. We're reading your comments. We really appreciate all the love and support that you've given us all season long. So thank you, and definitely, you know, give us your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking, particularly about this reunion, and any thoughts that you have at all about the whole season. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear what you have to say in the chat. Charlie in Charge, love that name, really feels that Joe ended it with Teresa first. And he wonders if Teresa's dad wants to return permanently to Italy, too. I don't know.
I mean, that could work if he does that.
Yeah.
Right?
We still have the girls, guys.
I know, but if there's more family over there, you're more inclined to go. And more, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. And then like Gia's going to college, so you're going to, like, leave. And Gia's going to be in the U.S. going to college.
Right. She's going to be away anyways, though.
Also, college is like a big step.
I think she's going to school in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh.
I think she's going to, like, Rutgers.
That's, like, a big step into, like, not have your mom there and stuff. Like, that's a big adjustment.
Yeah. There's so much to, like, unpack with this whole
thing. Okay, what I want to know is... They're having all this talk, and she says that if he doesn't get deported, they're going to stay together. But they've already, like, had so much talk about them being separated. How are they just going to get back together? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If they're like, you're getting deported, like, if you get deported, I don't want to be with you. And then, like,
but if you stay, I'll be with you.
Yeah,
but I'm also
right?
being spotted in Miami with this guy.
Like, that's weird.
I mean, I have a hunch. Anyways, moving on. So we already had Joe Gorga at the reunion table with the women, but all the other men decided to join the party, and we got to see, like, a cute little montage of their moments throughout the season.
Man.
They are hilarious.
Joe falling
that was so funny.
It was beautiful. It was a really beautiful
it was
moment.
Gracefully, the way he went.
Yeah,
he let out
So Andy asked them to give their taglines if they were to have one. I have written down three of my favorites. Who are you guys? Which one stood out to you?
I'm gonna go for Joe. Marge's Joe, because it was the most awkward one. That
yeah.
was like, he was trying to be so funny with his delivery, and everyone was like, whoa, like, what the hell?
Is that? Yeah. I liked Bill's, because I felt like his actually fit the show.
Bill worked too hard on it. Bill rehearsed that.
They all were given time to prepare it. They didn't.
Yeah, but Bill was sitting weird. In his room in the mirror practicing that one. He said it too perfect.
But Bill was like weird, too, because it's like they had time to rehearse. We know that Andy said, we asked you guys ahead of time, yeah. And then Bill was like, let's see, like, yeah. You already know what you were gonna say, exactly. But I still think it was good and it made sense.
Yeah, so I can't remember exactly what Joe Margaret's Joe's was.
He said something like, or I'll do your wife.
Yes, that was great. I did love Bill's. A nip tuck a day allows my wife to spend and play. It totally makes sense for them.
Yeah.
I also like, I work hard and play hard until I spend my money on boats and whores.
That was funny.
I love that you're taking a jab at yourself, Frank and Catania. Even though you're not a house husband because you're not married to Dolores. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
He's always around.
And then, of course, I love Mr. Joe Gorga having to get up, have a cape behind
him.
So dramatic.
I don't flip tables, but I know how to have sex on them.
Both of his were so sexual and awkward. And
he loves it.
And I think Melissa was embarrassed.
And so Joe. He had a cape.
Yeah. He just wraps a curtain around him.
I mean, it just reminded me of, like, when I was little and I would, like, see something on television and I would just grab, like, a blanket and be a princess or whatever and, like, make
just running around the house in the blanket.
That was Joe Gorga tonight. there wasn't really much that really was discussed with the men. It was very lighthearted and very fun. And then it totally turned dark when the queen of darkness. Souls entered.
When a dark shadow
Danielle.
Came in the room.
And I know you definitely can't see, but I did like the little face, like the dash and then the long dash.
Like
and
this
then,
one?
Yeah, like the emoji kind
of? Yeah, I said, enter Danielle, and then I made that face because I can't stand her. Can't stand her.
How about her hair, huh? It was like so perfectly.
I think she was,
it
was like sleek.
I didn't like her hair. I didn't like her face.
No, I thought her hair
looked
pretty cool.
Suit.
No, I thought her hair looked like pretty her rad. Her hair looked like a little wave. It was like perfectly on her head.
You could tell she just got back from the doctor. Like, she was just overly plump. She went too far. Everywhere. Her lips?
I feel like her cheeks are definitely like boom.
Yes.
It looks like she put two of these microphones.
So cute and innocent. I love it.
Angela doesn't know what real nails and fake nails look like. He doesn't know what Botox looks like.
What do you guys want me to do? Like, I've never like
you're
been
just
honest.
So cute.
My girlfriend does it. I don't know. I pay attention, honey. That's not what I meant.
we catch up with Danielle. She, you know, reiterates her marriage with Marty was only 2 months long.
Mm-hmm.
However, after their divorce, they still live together.
But they have restraining orders.
Orders
so
with one another.
You're across the hall, like...
So I've learned, and again, and this is something else we'll get into when we get to news and gossip, but she didn't move out of the home because she has no money to move out of the home, which is sad. And crazy, because how do you not have enough money to at least rent an apartment in New Jersey? Like,
I don't understand that. Do you pay money now for the house? Because downsize, and if you have money to pay for the house.
That, we could kind of discuss it. So that kind of was a part of their divorce settlement, was she either had to, they either had to sell the home, or she had to buy the home. And so she decided to buy the home. And
so I left her with no money.
We'll get into that. dun, dun, dun. I loved how the men, because the men were here for this part. They were still here when Danielle. Mm-hmm. I loved their snickering about Danielle throughout the thing. Like, they were so much more catty than the women were. Like, I wish someone would buy me a $35,000 ring.
The whole time.
Well, I would sell a $35,000 dress.
Yeah. Huh? Because they would take
Jackie's
it back the next
too.
Day.
Jackie's husband was hopping in, too.
Yes, I was, like, dying by their, like, snide remarks. I was like, you guys are such little bitches.
Felt a little awkward, though, because to fuss with, well, I don't think it deserved to fuss because they were just like kind of joking, but it's like you can't fuss with a man. Well, you can, but
I mean, she probably would.
She would. Yeah, she would. And I mean, she even was like, I loved when she was like, to Melissa, well, your husband said some nasty things about me. And Joe's like, what? I said you must have good vagina if you were married, if you were engaged 19 times. Yeah. He goes over to Joe's like, I thought that was a compliment. Yeah,
I
think it was a compliment,
right? I loved when they were showing, like, the highlight reel of, like, how annoying Danielle is. Yeah. And she, like, I think they left off with, who pushed my husband in the pool? That's that a great so question funny. To ask.
Oh, God, Danielle. Well, speaking of pushing Marty in the pool, Joe and the... I put Joe squared. They both are still friends with Marty. Apparently, Marty called the next day and, like, apologized to them.
Was it the next day that he said?
I think they said that, or, like, soon after, and apologized to them about what happened. And, I mean, even Joe, Margaret's Joe, reiterated, like, I think... what he was saying were words that Danielle has put in his head.
Yeah.
And I mean, it definitely didn't sound like the Marty that we knew from early on in the season. But I mean, yeah, the three of them are friends. Joe Gorga told us that they're getting lunch together.
Isn't that this week?
This week.
Yeah. Happened.
I think it did happen.
We had the inside scoop, you guys.
Well, he did have the inside scoop.
He said it went good.
Oh, did he? Okay, yeah, okay, great. Yeah. Did he say the cameras were there?
No, he said it was just them. He invited me to come, but I couldn't.
Yeah, you can't fly to Jersey just for lunch. I mean, got things to do. And then... you know, okay, so back to this wedding with Marty and Danielle. And Margaret really, and the back and forth between Margaret and Danielle, we know their friendship is pretty much done.
Yeah.
I don't see anything changing that.
Yeah.
But I think Margaret kind of said what we were all thinking. At least this was what I was thinking the whole season. It's Danielle, you came on TV to get married so you could be relevant again.
Yeah. I mean, we kept saying that.
Yeah, when they told her that, she had no comeback. She really didn't.
Yeah,
that's she all
she never has a comeback. She always gets busted hilarious. And never knows what's over.
And that's how you know someone is wrong. Yeah. You know, like you can't just like
no, but she's talented though for real. That 19 times. Ooh.
Oh, Danielle. I was like, what?
No, she's talented.
Well, you know what? And then we get back into the accusations of, and I find this to be hilarious because we have Jennifer sitting next to Danielle, and like Jennifer, you know, shames Margaret for being, you know, a homewrecker, and Marge Senior for being a homewrecker, and here she is with Danielle, who she's like now starting to befriend.
Yeah,
and we hear that, you know, Danielle, you know, slept with a married man when she was a prostitute.
Yeah. And then she's like, you're saying nasty things about me. And Margaret's like, it's in your book.
And then she said it about yourself.
I know.
And again, she shut it down.
Did you hear Jennifer? She's like, is that true?
Yeah. I love Jennifer because she said... she's sitting right next to her like, oh, it's a tea.
Is that true?
That's exactly that. You're good at that. You're also talented. You and Danielle.
Oh, I love you guys. Yeah, so I mean, it was just like, and I loved how Marge was even like, you're still the Beverly. Like,
what
that
does
was
that
her,
mean?
That was her, that name, was her name before. That was okay. Engaged 19 times.
Okay.
She was going in she, on yeah, Danielle. She,
and I mean, it's all factual.
I know, but that was pretty gnarly. Like, she was stating, like, such harsh facts.
The truth hurts. Mm-hmm. The truth hurts.
Poor Danielle, though. I felt bad in that moment, to be honest.
Because really? You I know did. You Why? Did these things, and you know you wrote know. About it in your book.
I know, but, like, she's getting called out in front of everyone on, like, all her stuff. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
but she's well like deserved. A cat. She's got 9 lives. She's never going to die. She's going to be back. And she's going to be
she'll be back, but her face looks sad. I don't know. I got sad.
You could tell she that she had sadness it. In just her kidding. Face with the lack of emotion she has with all those fillers.
I'm
like, really?
My impersonations.
I legitimately cannot stand Danielle.
Can we make that into a GIF? Just like Angela, like...
That one and the Jennifer face. Do the other one. Like,
oh, the Jennifer face? Is that true?
Love it. Yeah, so, I mean... Oh, you know, and you know who else had a really good face? I love Dolores. She was, like, very
when
much...
When did she make a face?
Like, they kept doing cutaways to Dolores throughout, like, the Margaret
She's
and Danielle exchange. Because, and it was great. And, like, I mean, Dolores was the first one to tell Margaret, like, warn her about, you know, Danielle. And she still was sticking, you know, tight to her guns, calling her a wackadoo.
That was so weird to me. Yeah. If someone called me a wackadoo, I would just be like, girl, what? Like,
what is that?
She's a wackadoo. Like, and then
that would not, like, hurt my feelings at all. Really? I would just look at you like, what is wrong with you?
I thought it was great.
But realistically, like, I wasn't expecting Dolores to pop off like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad she did, because Teresa clearly was in denial.
I know, but Teresa doesn't care. Teresa doesn't care at all.
Yeah. No, she doesn't. And she clearly made that... She made that very clear. When Margaret was talking to her about the whole, like, someone said that about your kids.
Yeah.
As someone said, like, and even, like, Danielle was, you know, poking at Dolores when Margaret said she's going to go to Dolores's, you know, knife thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why are you allowing someone talk so badly about a friend that you've had for over 20 years?
I know.
Yeah. Talk bad about Margaret. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like Dolores and Teresa's relationship is kind of like, kind of off, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they've been friends for so long that Teresa kind of feels obligated to still hang with her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really, like, show her much love when she's around people. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's interesting what goes on between those two.
It is interesting. What FC definitely agrees that Danielle's face is absurdly plump. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, I feel like her cheeks look like these microphones. She just, like, stuck them in.
Absurdly plump. And that she looks spray painted. Yeah. Charlie in charge also, he brought up something that I forgot to write down, but Danielle's saying that Melissa has zero relevancy outside of Teresa, he thinks is true.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she said
that. But Melissa started speaking up for herself and speaking truth this season.
Well, what about, I mean, her store that she has? And she's a mom. Envy. Like, yeah.
I mean, so they're all moms.
Well, she's got a business.
I think she's relevant. I love Melissa.
I definitely think she's relevant, and she's fun. She has
Joe
a great personality.
I mean, what makes anyone else relevant? You know what I mean? That kind of doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like people coming for Melissa in that way. Like,
she's so nice.
And yeah, she's so nice. And I just feel like people say that because they're such Teresa stans.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, they would do anything to, like, tear someone else down that might shine a light away from Teresa.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Melissa does. Like, she's so likable.
Mm-hmm.
People care about her, and she's funny. Her husband's funny. Like,
hilarious.
She is kind of taking that spotlight away from Teresa.
Without even trying.
Yeah, and that's people's first, like, line of defense is, well, she wouldn't be nothing without Teresa. Like, who gives a F?
One, two,
she would. Like, I would rather watch a show with Melissa and Margaret and Jennifer and Jackie than with Teresa. Like, Teresa makes it so nasty and negative sometimes for no reason.
And her head is blowing up.
Danielle are getting along pretty well.
Yeah. And her head is definitely blowing up.
Oh,
like,
her head,
it's just
exploded.
Like, it's exploding.
Yeah.
This new independence, this new whatever
people
it's
talk
not good
like
for
that.
Everybody.
People are like, imagine someone telling you, like, oh, like, you, she wouldn't be anything without you.
And she talks about, she talks so highly or negatively about Jackie interfering with her relationship with her sister in law.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Melissa's, or that's what Danielle's doing. And like, even when
she doesn't see it,
even when Danielle or when it got brought up or whatever, like, Teresa was kind of like, she kind of grinned and was like, it is
Melissa's
true.
Points were so perfect.
Spot on.
Yeah,
so spot on. So getting to that, we do the whole little flashback about the women fighting Danielle and whatnot, and then the Cabo incident,
mm-hmm.
the last night in Cabo, the glass getting thrown on Danielle, the broken glass stem, like, all of that, the craziness that we loved, that, like, I almost had a heart attack from because it was so fabulous. But you know what, Melissa calls Teresa a hypocrite, and it's true.
Yeah,
and the way in which she articulated it was like amazing. Teresa had really no comeback for it.
Yeah, which, like, the points were perfect because they both the situations match up.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, be, you know what I mean? She, like,
started,
to the T.
When she started talking about Joe, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like, see what I'm saying?
That's her only comeback, you know, is to, like,
everything happens, my husband's in jail.
Yeah, woe is me, I have no husband.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't care. I'm sorry, but, like, we don't see you driving to prison with her, visiting him.
Yeah.
We don't see any of those things. Like,
and realistically,
we only
it's
see,
not an excuse.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Life,
even if she was super
goes
involved.
On,
yeah.
You know, like, life goes on. And it and you not defending Melissa in that moment has nothing to do with Joe.
Not a thing.
And I loved when Melissa was like, oh, poor me, my dad died at 17 and blah, blah, blah. It's like, one has nothing to do with the other.
Exactly.
So, like, get over it.
That was a very valid point. Even Andy was like...
I know, it made
agreed.
Perfect sense.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. It's just, I really hope Teresa turns a new leaf. I hope she gets it, but
she needs to
stop
hanging out with Danielle. That's the main problem.
Yeah.
Danielle and her fans. Danielle and Teresa's fans. Oh, yeah. They're Danielle's like fans? I was like, what? No, they're gassing her head up.
It's insane. Question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Is pushing someone in the pool worse than shoving a broken wine stem glass in someone's face?
No. The wine stem glass is worse.
I think they're both equally dangerous because clearly you can get cut really bad from glass. But falling in a pool, no, I mean, like, you can slip wrong and hit your head on something like the edge of the pool. Like, things can go wrong.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like pushing someone standing up. So it's pulling a knife out.
They could have, like, if it's the shallow end.
It's a shank.
Yeah. If it's the shallow end and they fall wrong, they can, like, break an ankle.
I mean, honestly,
what's about to happen with that shank is way worse.
When I first saw them push Marty into the pool, I did not once think, oh, my God, is he going to get hurt? Like, that wasn't my first, I don't know, like, maybe because I've always been around pools.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I hope he can swim. Like, that wasn't what my thought process was. But with, like, Jennifer breaking a glass and like putting it in someone's face, it's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, that's a violent act.
Yeah, and Teresa was saying, well, they were all on other sides of the table, which is a dumb thing to say. Yeah. But, like, even if you throw a glass at somebody, that can still hurt.
Even if she didn't break it, she just threw it.
Glass is shattering around. Yeah. Like,
you can step on it and cut your foot.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I just, like, their whole, like, that side of the couch's whole, like, reasoning behind it, like, kind of blew my mind. I was like, you guys are so, like, lost upon me.
Jennifer
really
felt
is.
Awkward too, you could tell. When they're talking about, like, oh, is this worse than this?
She's I don't know. And the point being too is just like, if Jackie did that to Teresa and Melissa was like, oh, are you okay? Oh yeah, that got crazy. Like Teresa would be pissed the F off.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's
Teresa would be so mad if the roles were flipped. Even like, imagine someone pulling a little shank out on Teresa. Not a shank, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, out on Teresa.
I mean, she's been in prison. She could probably handle it, right? I don't know. I couldn't. But, you know, we end that whole little irritating debacle. Yes,
nice.
Thank you. I couldn't find a word to say.
I had the word for it.
Thank you. With a little present from Danielle.
I don't know. What was that?
And then she had another one after it. It's like, what is going on?
Well, that was from Jennifer.
But why did they have this for Teresa?
I heard someone say it's her birthday.
I think they were joking.
No, I think they were kidding.
Yeah, like, that's why. This is why she's getting gifts. It's her birthday, but not really.
I think they're kidding.
I don't know.
That necklace is creepy, she's wearing one.
She was already wearing it. She was like, put it on, BFF.
That was weird.
And she said something about we're friends forever.
Yeah. And Teresa's like, thanks.
It was weird. And it was like, I don't know. It was very strange. And then it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
And just like, where is this coming from and why? And I loved how Jackie was like, her nose is brown.
Yeah.
Like, she's totally like being a brown noser in this moment.
That
you know?
So weird.
Yeah. It was just super uncomfortable. And then also when they're like, oh, so you're going to call me and Melissa lesbians for being friends, but look what you're gifting someone a Tiffany's necklace.
Yeah.
Like,
relevancy is Teresa. Because that's why you're trying so hard to buy her friendship.
Exactly. Yeah. If she was not friends with Teresa, she would not be on this show.
Yeah.
Who,
she
Danielle?
Might be in
Danielle. Yeah.
Yeah, she might be in the blogs for being a prostitution whore.
Exactly. Teresa's the only reason why she's back on this show. And she is holding on to it and creating storylines for herself by marrying men and being stupid relevant in the
news.
She's
so whack.
These guys are whack.
Crazy.
Who keep getting in relationships.
She's wackadoo is what she is.
I know. I can't. And then Jennifer also gives her a gift.
I thought that was weird too.
What was her gift again? It was a necklace,
picture
right?
Of her mom.
How did she get a picture of her and her mom?
I know. That's
good. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think any of those gifts were nice. Like, that whole episode.
They're all creepy.
It was definitely a little bit weird.
This
is like your offering to like return for season 10.
It's like a whole picture. Teresa looked like she was like 27 in that picture. Did she get that
Google?
Picture?
Google.
I mean,
Google,
maybe. That's weird too. What do you?
I found it to be all very strange. I felt it to be like all very awkward and like ass kissy.
Yeah. And Teresa was like awkward about it.
Yeah. And it also just kind of played to what everyone, like what Teresa especially thinks. It's like, this is my show. Like, yeah. If you want to be here, you have to be nice to me.
Give me gifts.
And like, yeah. That's what they were doing. I was like, this is pathetic.
It was
this
weird. Is pathetic. But I hate people who are like that, like trying so hard yeah. to be your
okay,
friend.
Well, I think I got you something.
Dolores' joke about Danielle and her not being friends anymore, she's like, well, you could still keep the necklace. There's a D on it, so it could be Dolores.
I don't know why I felt bad for Danielle at times. Like that, no, I felt bad in that
I
moment.
I loved it. It was funny because Danielle, once again, had no comeback.
Yeah, but like, imagine you give a gift. I don't know. I just felt bad for her sometimes.
No, I mean, it's
yeah.
definitely, I would feel bad, too, poor if girl. I gave somebody a gift.
I know she's crazy,
that.
But, like, poor girl.
No, she deserves it all. She brought it upon herself. Yeah. But it did end with a very cute and sweet gift. Mm-hmm. I actually loved this, and I almost started to cry.
Really?
Yeah. I love Andy. Like, I feel like Andy
was so happy when he saw that
gift. He was so happy. So Joe comes around with a little mini Mercedes for baby Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And
is
then
that
they,
his name?
Mm-hmm. And then they, yeah, I love him.
For little Ace.
That's little AC. Yeah. And then they had like a cute little like jersey Adidas track
that was
suit.
Cute. I don't know why I thought they were bringing him a puppy, because like when Joe was like bringing it around, I couldn't see.
It was,
you know,
on
you
a
could,
leash,
yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was on a leash. I was like, leash. Oh, they're bringing a dog out, and then it was a car.
I thought it was the cutest. I thought it was the cutest. I thought it was really sweet. It made me really happy. And their little tidbits of advice for him for being a dad and whatnot was also very like touching.
Heartfelt.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell like. I feel like housewives get a really bad rap, and sometimes Andy, like, people bash him for saying he exploits women and, like, paints them in a negative way, but, like, moments like this, and, like, even throughout this season when we see Dolores and her charity event, Margaret, and what she's doing, like, you see Melissa, like, trying to break gender roles with her daughter, like, you see all these, like, great things about these women making a change and how they're so grateful to Andy for giving them this platform, like, you could tell that they genuinely care about him, and I think that's really great, like, how awesome would it be to have a boss
his baby
like
shower?
Yeah, they
you
love
know?
Him.
Yeah, and it's because they love him, and they love Rosé and dancing on tables. You know,
so do I.
Who doesn't? I thought it was a really great way to end the reunion on such a like cute, sweet high note. Mm-hmm. So loved it, but. Let's get back in the dirt with our table flipping moments of the night. Jeez. Flip that table, girl. Angel, it's your last table flipping moment of the night. What is it?
I know.
And
I don't even know
because there were so many good points. Mm-hmm. I love the argument between Melissa and Teresa where she's like making these valid points and Teresa's still like... And then, like, I feel like Danielle is like that too. Every time they tell her something, like she has no comeback, she's like, so I like those little moments.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go for when Margaret went at Danielle with all those nasty facts.
Yeah. It's in your book.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I mean, I don't know. I think those are both, like, those are obviously the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Margaret because I think Melissa's been pretty consistent this whole reunion with, like, getting at Teresa. Like, really, like, twisted the knife tonight. But Margaret getting in on Danielle was something that I think I've been waiting for all season long. And I feel like our consensus, and, like, we'll say this really quickly before we get into news and gossip, but our consensus of the, like, table-flipping moment of the season... I think I know what I would say. What would you guys...
Of the whole entire season?
Of the entire season.
That.
Like, it just came
one.
To me.
I
what is
one.
Yours?
Marty and Joe.
The pool.
No.
Oh. I love their fight.
Oh, wait, which one? In Bimini.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. When they're about to go to blows.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like, the pivotal moment. That's what this whole season was pretty much about, like, towards the end.
Okay.
Like, the Danielle problems.
Okay.
Let's
Angel?
Hear yours. I don't know. I love the season.
Mine is Jennifer breaking the glass, Melissa coming around the table. You got the wrong effing girl! And
that's
then,
the table flipping moment?
That's mine, yeah. I've never seen Melissa like that.
I guess.
That whole dinner, that whole interaction, Margaret. Like, it was a whole series of events when I literally like almost fell out of my seat. Like, you were there. I was so
but you were like
intensely like
you were
shook.
Super into the fight in Bimini too.
and Bimini, not as much as this. Like, this was, like, insane.
And the monkey butt lips, too, was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was, was that the same dinner?
No, that was...
It was around.
Every dinner in Mexico was horrible, but that was...
Oh, that was the same trip.
Yeah, the same trip. First dinner. First dinner. I love this season. This was the best season.
This is a great season, yeah.
This is really good.
This is a great season.
It was really good.
This is comparable to when Melissa and Joe first got on the show.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, this is a good season.
It was a great season. But let's jump into our last season gossip of the season.
AfterBuzz TV News. Flew by
so fast. First things first, we got our girl Teresa and her boy Juicy Joe.
Not anymore, ex-boy.
Ex-boy Juicy Joe.
He still looks juicy.
He definitely is juicy. He Teresa is reportedly planning to file for divorce very soon. According to multiple reports, the Real Housewives of New Jersey star hasn't visited her husband Joe, who is serving a 41-month prison sentence for fraud and a quote really long time end quote, and believes he won't be able to stop his deportation back to Italy.
Wait, yeah. I thought he was supposed to get out recently.
He's supposed to get out like early this month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they haven't heard anything about the appeal process or anything like that. Teresa hasn't visited Joe in a really long time. A source tells Hollywood Life. She's really busy with her life and kids, and it's always been important to her to keep her kids' lives as normal as possible, and she feels it's important for them to see their dad, but he lives very far away. Mm. Fortunately for Joe, Teresa, while Teresa stays away from visiting him, his family has been bringing his daughters to visit him on weekends. So the girls are still seeing him, but Teresa is like, boy, bye. So.
Yeah, she's
so
definitely she boy gone. Bye, that's because weird. If you can go to Bimini and you can go to
all these trips and vacations,
like everywhere like else that they've went this season, but you can't take your kids to go see him, y'all are definitely like going y'all separate ways.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's sad.
Oh, so sad, but not really.
Poor Joe.
He did it to himself. Angela, you have such a soft heart. Like, poor Danielle, poor Joe.
I know, I do. Look, she's so nice.
Wow.
Okay, well, on to our girl, Danielle. So, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Danielle obviously filed for divorce with Marty. A couple days later, she is in the Caribbean with this guy, and... day after that, they're reportedly engaged on a Friday, said they're going to get married on a Monday. That wedding got called off because her daughters did not like that. Mm. And then it was reported that they broke up.
Oh, they broke up entirely.
So much to unpack here.
Wow.
A day after the news broke of a breakup between Danielle and her fiancé, Oliver Mayer, who is some type of royalty somehow.
He's a Dutch.
Yeah, so she would be a duchess. Danielle is denying a split in a bizarre video posted on her Instagram page. If you recall, Danielle and Oliver got engaged last week and planned to get married this previous Monday on the 4th. However, over the weekend, the couple postponed their wedding, which was followed up by a report yesterday in which multiple sources revealed that they had called it quits. However, Danielle today, who's 56 years old, took to her Instagram story to deny any breakup as she appeared to be in a rather strange video with Oliver. To correct all the rumors that he and I are not together, here I am with my love. Danielle could be seen saying that as she planted a kiss on Oliver. Oliver, looking seemingly out of it, then proceeded to say,
I love you.
To his fiance. So that's what happened. So this was what I was getting at with her moving on so quickly from her divorce with Marty. This man has money and can pay for this house to get her out of
this whole thing.
So
that's a good conspiracy theory.
Why would someone who's like royalty though want to deal with someone like her? She doesn't carry herself in a classy manner.
Like Joe Gorga says, she must have a magical vagina.
I mean, I'm sure lots of women do though.
I don't know. I think she's strange looking and crazy, but
strange.
Some men like that,
right? Clearly.
On to something that I think will be really great. Let's push Danielle out of Real Housewives of New Jersey and bring back a fan favorite, Caroline Monzo.
Oh, no way. Really?
According to a new report, Andy Cohen would love to welcome Caroline back to the show and is hoping to convince her to return to the Bravo TV reality series 6 years after she's called it quits. It's been a while. We haven't seen Caroline in a long time.
Yeah.
Andy apparently has called Caroline so many times trying to get her back on the show. An insider revealed to Radar Online. He calls her husband, too. He's pushing really hard to have her come back. She's expressed in the past that she has no interest on returning. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Teresa also isn't really into it, but she is still, Teresa's still very good friends with Caroline's sister, Dina.
Yeah.
But, Dina. Yeah. But,
bring her back.
Dina lives in LA. She could be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if she wants
to. Or she could just be on the panel next season.
Yeah. But apparently Dina and Caroline still haven't been speaking. Mm. So I think it's a long shot, but I would love to have Caroline come back and just phase out crazy ass Danielle.
Yeah.
Or bring them both back.
I mean, Danielle is crazy, but I think she's also good for ratings. So I honestly don't want to see Danielle go.
I'm just tired of her.
She's crazy, yeah, but it's good
Bring
entertainment.
Her back. Bring them all back.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't need her. Like, I'll get my Danielle, decompressing since the show's...
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's enough time to decompress from Danielle.
From Danielle, stop. This is true. You guys, it was so much fun.
I know. It was a fun season.
It was so much fun. I feel like we've bonded in a way that is unbreakable.
I think we have an unbreakable bond now.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah. Oh, we should have got necklaces.
I did. Okay, that's what I wanted to bring out. I got us necklaces.
I got you guys puppies. Chelsea, what did you get?
All my love.
I got a picture of you guys as babies on little bracelets. I can find it on Google.
Oh my god. Well, you guys, you know what? It's not just a love fest between the three of us on the table. We also really appreciate everything that you've been doing. Following, liking, commenting, it all. We love you so much. And we are so glad you joined us on this journey of Real Housewives Season 9. It's been such a blast. My name is Chelsea Stark Jones. I am actually jumping over to do Real Housewives in New York recap right now. I'll be doing that all season long also, so catch me there. You can also find me at ChelseaStarkJones.com and follow me on Instagram at C_S Jones. Let's keep up. Let's chat. Love you. Bye-bye.
And I'm Angelo Garcia, guys. You can catch me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
And I'm Angel Saunders. I'm on Instagram at Angel Saunders and hope to see you guys back next season.
I know. Yes. We'll see you guys next season.
Signing off. Love you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.